Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 371 for Friday, April 29th. I'm Dave Sims. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were slightly higher Friday morning, tracking gains in U.S. soy oil. Canola was anywhere from $2 to $3 higher, with the July contract checking in at $500.30 a ton. That's up $2.60. Dry weather across the western Canadian prairies is casting a weather premium into the market, along with wet weather in major soybean growing states in the U.S. Commercial buying has been supportive, along with gains in crude oil. However, on the other side, strength in the Canadian dollar, which just topped 80 cents, was bearish, as it made canola less attractive to international buyers. Losses in Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures limited the gains. Crush margins are relatively soft ahead of seeding. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 2 to 3 cents higher, with the July contract checking in at $10.30 a bushel. Weakness in the U.S. dollar is lending strength to the market. There are some ideas the crop was overbought. Traders are positioning themselves ahead of the May 1st start. Harvest progress in Argentina is just 24% complete due to the soggy conditions that country has been experiencing. Last year at this time, Argentina was 62% complete. Corn was 1 cent stronger, with a July contract sitting at $3.93 per bushel. Forecasts calling for rainy weather in the U.S. Midwest will delay planting, and that boosted values. Excess dryness in Brazil is starting to become a problem for the corn crop down there. However, it is also presenting opportunities to U.S. exporters. Gains in crude oil this morning were bullish for corn. U.S. wheat was 1 to 2 cents higher, with the July contract sitting at $4.88 a bushel. The market was mostly higher with fund buying, and the weakness in the U.S. dollar did help as well. Parts of the U.S. plains have had a lot of rain this week, and more precipitation is in the forecast. Short-term technical conditions are favorable to the upside. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday morning, April 29th, in Winnipeg. For Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.